Slacker and Steve on demand.
We need to talk to you about kid damage.
Yeah, kid damage.
Kids are great. Love them.
Okay.
But then every once in a while,
little snots,
they do something destructive. And sometimes it's cute and accidental.
But sometimes it's on purpose, little.
We got four kids. Yeah, you don't get to act all like, because you were one of these vandalizing.
You're right.
I forget what you said. Did you put cinder blocks in the road or what? You painted them black or something?
And then we would set them at midnight. We would set them in the middle of the interstate. Of course, drivers couldn't see them and they would plow it. Yeah, we don't need. Yeah, it's so. What?
The surprise of doing 55 down the road and then...
Yeah, hitting a cinder block you didn't see. Yeah, that's not fun.
It caused some damage, I'm guessing.
It did. It was fun for us kids, you know, as
and describe real quick what the fun is in that. So some kids, four kids, caused $800,000 in damages to a CarMax dealership in Houston.
Whoa.
They broke into the... Now, nowhere in the story that I have, this is what drives me nuts, and I could probably do a little research and find out, but I haven't. I don't know how old these kids are. But it says the four kids broke into the dealership after it closed, got the dealership keys, then broke into various vehicles and crashed them into over 20 cars, causing major damage. So these aren't like 8-year-olds.
They're teenagers,
probably.
They turned that whole part into a demolition derby.
Yes. A CarMax. So those are used cars then, probably?
I'm hoping.
Either way.
Yeah.
800. Yeah. They fled on foot, but the cops got them.
Good.
So.
Bastards.
That's a tiny. Do you remember that story of the kids who, they tipped over a statue? It was a $132,000 statue.
No.
The kids like got over the rope. It was at a Tomahawk Ridge Community Center in Overland Park, Kansas. Happened like last year. And the kids got over the rope and they wanted to hug it.
Oh, that's right.
They hugged it. It was called Aphrodite de Kansas City, created by the artist Bill Lyons. It was worth $132,000.
Son of it. And just...
Yeah, it fell to the ground after the kid tried to hug it.
And so he's on the
they're asking the parents to pay for it.
What do you mean asking? You tell the parents you owe us $100 and I don't care if the kid was an accident or whatever. Someone's got to pay.
Don't you have insurance? Isn't that what insurance is for?
No, because your rates will go up.
Well, I know, but I mean that's what insurance. I mean,
so they get what?
Well, the insurance probably paid for it. Now the insurance is probably going after the parents.
Okay, as long as someone's going after.
Yeah,
them.
But I mean. That's what it is. And I'm mad at the kid and we are talking about kid damage, but I'm like, there's a certain point where
that's what kids are supposed to be doing.
Also, is some stupid statue ever worth, I mean, the value of some art things is really stupid. No, that's 300. That's like, that's just stupid.
I'll give you that.
It's that stupid.
It's whatever you feel like making up about.
Do you remember my children have destroyed so much stuff?
Mm.
But the newest one, you know, I don't want to sound elitist, but when I redid my backyard, I put in an outdoor TV.
That's right. And then it got smashed or something.
The cool thing is it didn't get smashed per se.
Huh.
To the naked eye, it looked fine.
Huh.
But when you turned it on, the LEDs in the TV worked in the upper right corner, the upper left corner, the lower right corner, the lower left corner. But in the very center, there was a perfect sphere-shaped, cracky...
Oh, someone...
Someone booted a soccer ball like they were shooting a goal straight at it.
Son of a...
And all I got from my children was, what? It must have been hail. I'm like, if we had hail, you could see that it was the exact size. It was either there's a basketball hoop back there and they always have a soccer ball.
Mm.
It was one of those two things.
I like how they were fast enough to think of hail.
My favorite part was I didn't discover it myself. My son came in and said, Dad, TV outside hasn't worked in the last couple of days.
That is so brilliant.
So it was like he discovered the accident that he caused.
I'm innocent of this whole ordeal. I'm the one that came across this crime.
I just found it like that.
Exactly. I'm the hero here.
And so I got to call Sunbright and go, your TV has ever accidentally just implode in a spherical fashion right in the middle? And I'm like, no, that doesn't happen. Did a ball hit it?
I got to admire that.
You do.
That is pretty
sick. Because I think he's your son.
Yes, that's something
a lot of the things that he does make me Wonder if he's your son. Another kid. Oh, that one.
What?
We'll want to take any of your. I can't even talk about these kids because they were so mean. It was that huge rock outcropping or whatever in Oregon.
Oh,
all like, those things, and yeah. The kids came and shoved them all over.
They did, little bastards.
I mean, and that's. I don't know how you put a value on that, because they're. It's not like a thing. It's Mother Nature, and it's like old
little bastards.
They did find the kids, but
good.
And they took videos of it, I think.
Jeez.
All right, listen, they don't have to be, because all our stories were about expensive TVs and $100,000 art things and priceless. Maybe your kid shoved applesauce into your DVD player to try to feed it. If you've done something and your kid just damaged something big, we want to talk about your kid damage stories. Sabrina?
Yay!
Kid damage.
Okay, so it was me. My parents had a TV downstairs, and I was, I think, about 8 or 9 years old and was interested in adult things, apparently, at that time, and I scraped the word sex right into the front of the TV, scraped it in.
Into the glass of the TV, the actual screen?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's announcing that you've come of age all at once.
So that was my TV. It was like a shame. You know, here is your new TV. And that was something that was always there.
That hurts.
That is.
You could have spelled intercourse, I guess.
Yes,
that
or relations or fornicate. Oh, it's interesting. Thank you for the call, Sabrina.
Oh, man.
You're not going to get it out. You can't buff it out.
No, you're done.
Dan?
Yay.
Kid damage.
Hey. So, my little brother actually decided one day that he wanted to heat up a glazed donut. You know how good that is.
Oh, yeah. You got to heat it up a little bit.
Yeah. And he put it in the microwave, but he accidentally hit the wrong button, put it in for about 30 minutes, and it caught blaze to the entire backside of our kitchen wall.
So he just put it in and walked away? Like, when I'm putting in a donut, I'm standing there hankering. It's like 15 seconds, I'm hitting the open button.
He just went back and watched a movie in his room or something.
And the whole house burned down?
No, it was just the back wall of the kitchen, you know?
Great!
Oh, man, he should, like, switch to Crudlers or so, or some other
What's
type
a Crudler?
Of... What's a Crudler? Long John.
Long John, there it is. A fritter!
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go through all the pastries we know. Thank you for the call, Dan. Brandon?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Kid damage.
So when my daughter was about 2 years old, about 7 years ago, she would find any of the change that was sitting on my countertop or anywhere and put it inside my Nintendo Wii.
Whoa. Inside where the disc goes?
Yes, right where the disc goes, because it feeds discs. I guess she decided it would take a penny or a quarter.
She thought it was like a piggy bank?
Oh, yeah, and she used it like a piggy bank.
And that's a pretty well sealed up unit. Did it ruin it?
Oh, it ruined it, yeah. And I only found out, actually, because I put a disc in there and it didn't play. It started sounding like change was inside.
Oh, my God.
You pick it up to take it to the service center, and it's like, why don't we hit a Coinstar first?
That's basically what we needed to do.
Oh,
that's cute.
She's two. It's hard when a kid that young.
I couldn't get mad at her for it. It was pretty funny. Very inventive.
It was.
Thank you for the call, Brandon.
That hurts.
You know how many times we get, because kids, when they see a slot.
Yeah, they equate it
with. It's like, oh, the TV's hungry, and they shove a peanut butter sandwich inside of it or whatever. Whitney?
Yay.
Kid damage.
A friend and I were painting our nails, and we got nail polish on my mother's antique refurbished table. So to get the nail polish off, so we didn't get in trouble, we used fingernail polish remover.
No! Oh, God!
That's good on wood.
No, God,
especially
no!
Old antique wood.
No, God. I'm just picturing Steve dragging this piece into Antiques Roadshow going, well, look good before we put some acetone on it. Oh, God.
Yeah. The worst thing was, she was like, okay, you guys can paint your nails, but make sure you do it on the floor, on the tile.
Yes.
Lay some paper down. So we laid paper down on the top, got some fingernail, and we're like, oh, no, that's okay. So I just poured a little bit on the newspaper and started scrubbing and took off all the lacquer. And
yeah, you're all fired.
Actually wound up sticking to
Okay.
You guys,
it's hurting my feelings to even hear any more of your story. Thank you, though, Whitney. That's awful. Brad.
Yes. Hi.
Kid damage.
So my wife and I got our first brand new car, brought it home from the dealership, sitting in the driveway, playing with the features, learning about the car. My 2-year-old daughter found a nickel and stuck it in the CD player.
Oh, what, another CD player one? No!
Of course, this was back in 2005 when you need to listen to CDs. Oh. And quick, the thing wouldn't work at all. Brand new car. They took it all apart. $800. We got a new radio.
Hey, you found the nickel after $800.
The car still worked, though, right? I mean, you could drive it?
The car worked. Just you couldn't listen to CDs.
I know, but if the car works, you can drop her off in an orphanage and you have no... and you're done.
Problem solved. Slacker and Steve.